Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Tuesday morning, the 2nd of April. It was a great result for the North Yorkshire racing town of Malton in last Saturday's rearranged Lincoln Handicap at Doncaster, the first major race of the new flat season on turf. Malton trained horses occupied the first four places, with Levitate, trained by John Quinn, leading home Global Village, representing Brian Ellison, and the Richard Fahey trained pair of Bray Hill, last year's winner, and Just One for the Road, occupying third and fourth places, respectively. It was the second time Quinn had produced a winner of the Lincoln Handicap, as Blythe Knight had won the famous Heritage Handicap when it was held at Redcar in 2006. After Countrywide Flame's brilliant effort to claim third spot in last month's champion hurdle, it was another reminder of Quinn's skill as a trainer. It was a tremendous finish to the Lincoln Handicap, with Levitate winning by a short head, followed by a nose and three quarters of a length. Later on Saturday evening, there was considerable British success in the richest race in the world, the Dubai World Cup, when Red Cadur, Planteur and Sideglance were second, third and fourth, behind the winner Animal Kingdom, the former Kentucky Derby winner trained in the United States by Englishman Graham Motion. Well, racing over jumps is very much back in the spotlight this week. Locally, Wetherby season over jumps continues tomorrow, Wednesday. It's Wear a Hat Day in support of brain tumour research, and racing is scheduled to begin at 2:10. Then on Thursday, the three-day Grand National meeting gets underway, culminating in Saturday's Aintree Marathon, which is due off at 4:15. The main race on Thursday, the Betfred Bowl, sees Silvianarco Conti on a retrieval mission after falling in last month's Cheltenham Gold Cup when he looked to be going well. While Cape Tribulation, trained at Malton by Malcolm Jefferson, should also be in the lineup. The aforementioned Countrywide Flame is expected to go for the Aintree Hurdle on Thursday, while the Melling Chase on Friday should see the brilliant sprinter Sacra follow up his emphatic victory in the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Then on Saturday, all eyes will be on the John Smith's Grand National, now held over 4 miles at 3.5 furlongs, with the start moved closer to the first fence. The second, third and fourth from last year, Sunny Hill Boy, Seabass and Kappa Blur, are back again, along with the winner of 2 years ago, Bala Briggs, who was sixth last year. Last season's winning combination of trainer Paul Nichols and jockey Daryl Jacob are represented by Join Together. The top weight is former Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Imperial Commander, while Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson could be represented by both What a Friend and Harry the Viking. Also, Sue Smith, who trains near Bingley in West Yorkshire, is likely to have both Mr. Moonshine and Aurora's Encore in the race. And Poker de Civilla, trained in North Yorkshire by Ferdy Murphy, is also a possible contender. For what it's worth, my selection is Seabass. It should be quite a race. Enjoy your racing.